Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's December 14th, 2010. The Constitution requires the federal government to count the population of the United States every 10 years. The most recent of these enumerations, the 2010 census, has just come to a close. A group led by Robert Goldenkopf, a director in GAO's Strategic Issues team, reviewed the challenges that arose in this latest census. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Robert to learn more.
The 2010 census enumeration process is finally over. How did the count go?
Well, the data collection phase was an operational success. And by that I mean the Bureau met its goals of recruiting 3.8 million census workers. The Bureau completed key activities on schedule, which is important for making certain data reporting dates at the end of the census. Non-response follow-up, which is the largest and costliest and most complex of the Census Bureau's operations, was also completed on schedule, and it was also completed under budget. I also want to make a distinction between some of the operational successes and operational measures that I just cited, and then the quality of the count. While we have information on how the key census activities performed, the data on the quality of the count won't be known probably until sometime in 2012. And by quality, I mean the accuracy of the count.
You mentioned some of the more expensive components of this decade's census. And one thing that made the 2010 census distinctive was the fact that it was the costliest census in the nation's history, coming in at about $13 billion. What were some of the major factors that contributed to this cost?
Well, you would always expect to see some cost growth from census to census, mainly because the population increases with each decennial, and so the Census Bureau just has a greater workload. And there were two very broad reasons for this. One is external challenges, and that is just that the nation is getting more difficult to count. People are speaking more languages, the population is more diverse, and so as a result of that, the Census Bureau just has to do more to make sure everybody gets included. So to give you an example of that, the Census Bureau hired 3,000 partnership specialists in 2010, and these are people who help with promoting the census and reaching out to different populations. So they hired 3,000 partnership specialists for 2010 compared to 600 in 2000. They had materials available in 124 languages in 2010 versus 35 in 2000. Advertising, the Census Bureau did more of that. So they spent $297 million in 2010 versus $240 million in 2000. And so that's just some of the external challenges that the Bureau needs to address that drive up the cost. But then the Census Bureau in 2010 also experienced a number of internal challenges. One of them was the reliability of the key IT systems. So what really needs to be done is that the Bureau needs to rethink its fundamental approach to taking the census. Really revisit the basic methodology. It's also important to note that a complete and accurate census will always be a difficult challenge. There's 120, 130 million housing units out there that need to be counted. The nation's population is growing larger, more diverse, and more reluctant to participate in the census. So whether or not the 2020 census will be on our high-risk list, certainly we hope not. And there's certain steps that the Bureau can take to position itself so that it will be in a better position at the end of the decade to stay off the high-risk list. For example, early and very rigorous planning will be essential. Operational reforms, refinements to existing operations will be necessary. Re-examining the entire approach to taking the census, which was already mentioned. And then also management and cultural changes need to take place. These are just things within the Census Bureau that could help it conduct a more successful census. And then it'll also be important for Congress to do its part through regular oversight.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.